Well, joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
And good afternoon and Happy New Year to you.
And Happy New Year to you as well. So, unfortunately, I'm going to have to ask, what are the latest numbers in the city right now?
Yeah, I mean, COVID numbers are really going up here in the city of Brockton. So, total cases overall, 33,757 cases. Death count since we last spoke is slightly increased. We're at 519 loss of life. But the current cases are up to 237. And again, those are the PCR testing, not the at-home testing. So within the last 24 hours, we've got 28 new confirmed cases. 25 of those are over the age of 18. So the numbers are up. The census hospital numbers, both at Good Samaritan Medical Center and Brockton Signature Hospital, are up as well. So, you know, we're continuing to get test kits in the hands of people. And, you know, I do want to thank DPH. Department of Public Health has agreed to extend our regional vaccine location through at least the end of March at the Shaw Center here in the city of Brockton.
So you said, you talked about the hospitals. Are they able to handle this surge they're getting right now?
They are. I mean, they're actually multifaceted. So they're getting, you know, an intake of patients with COVID and flu is definitely there as well. So, again, we have dedicated men and women that work at the local health providers. And, you know, that's including the VA hospital as well and Brockton Neighborhood Health Center. But, you know, compared to when we last spoke, the numbers are definitely, the census numbers are definitely up at the local hospitals.
Now, do you attribute this any to a holiday surge?
You know, I spoke to a medical consultant, Dr. Rick Herman. I mean, there might be, you know, potentially some metrics that would show that an increase occurred because of gathering. But again, at the end of the day, this isn't unique to Brockton or the Commonwealth. It's the nation. It's the world, quite honestly. So the numbers, you know, are going up. They've been going up, you know, steadily since the summer ended. So unfortunately, right now, you know, if we were to do the red classification that we used to do, that's where we would be right now. You know, green, yellow, red. They don't do that anymore, but we would be in a red classification right now in Brockton.
And I also want to ask about RSV and monkeypox.
Yeah, again, the monkeypox has not changed since last we spoke. We do have three cases. One was confirmed of a resident. The other two were just associated with Brockton, but we haven't seen an uptick at all, thank God, in that. And the other one, again, I mean, it's impacting typically younger folks, youth, and, you know, we are dealing with that. The hospitals are dealing with that. The primary care physicians, a lot of the pediatricians are dealing with that as well. But, you know, Dr. Herman, as the former chief at both local hospitals of the ER, you know, he's the right guy for the job. So he's been tracking it, and, you know, he has been applauded by the state for his weekly dashboard. So, you know, I'm really thankful to have Dr. Rick Herman helping us out.
I also have some sad, we heard some sad news in the city that the city did lose a police officer recently.
We did. We actually had the loss of life of Officer Sean Beswick, and I went to his funeral yesterday, his wake the day before. Just tragic. And, you know, he was a dedicated member of the Navy for serving our nation and Brockton Police. And, you know, his loved ones are at a loss right now. He has two daughters and a wife, and just tragic. And, you know, I was there as a mayor, but also as a Brocktonian just to support him. And we also lost a young school employee as well. And we also had a loss of life of a Brockton resident that served the Stoughton Police, who died tragically suddenly as well of an issue. So, again, it's just sad to see people at young ages passing. And, you know, my heart and thoughts and prayers go out to them and their loved ones.
I also wanted to ask you, any minute now, we're going to be hearing from the new governor. What are you expecting with the new administration coming in?
You know, I'm really excited. I also want to thank Governor Baker and Lieutenant Governor Polito. They've been great since I've been mayor, helping Brockton and Gateway communities. But Namara Healy and Kim Driscoll, I supported them proudly. I'm really excited to work with them. And, you know, Lieutenant Governor-elect that will be sworn in, she's a mayor, you know, from Salem, so she understands how to run a city. And Namara Healy has been a true friend. I was with them both in Taunton 2 days ago. So I will be journeying in tonight to be at their inauguration in Boston at the TD Garden. But I'm excited to work with them and their administration as you know, we continue to better the Commonwealth, and my goal is to better Brockton.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it, and the best to you in 2023.
Thank you, Dan. I look forward to speaking to you next week. Be well.
Thank you.